We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Well, we're joined now by Matt Rady, who's back on the Alabama baseball staff now as a full-time assistant coach. And Matt, first of all, how great does it feel to wear Alabama Crimson once again?
Oh, it feels great to put the A back on and wear Alabama across your chest. It makes me really proud and really happy to be here.
Well, a couple of years for you on Brad Bohannon's staff as a volunteer assistant. You spent last year on the staff at Pittsburgh. Just first of all, what was your year like away from Alabama after spending so much time here?
You know, it was a really good experience for me. One, being around Pitt and being around great people, starting with the top, Mike Bell, the head coach there. He's an unbelievable person with a track record second to none. So I was really fortunate to learn from him and be around those guys up there. So it was a unique experience being in the ACC for the first time. So I've kind of knocked out the Big Ten, the Big East, the SEC, and now the ACC. And to see what that league looks like and compare it now for this job, I think it is a really valuable experience for me.
And I'm sure as well, just gaining more and more connections. I mean, you've been coaching for quite a while now, but anytime you get to go to a different part of the country, keep meeting more high school baseball coaches, that has to help for what you're doing now at Alabama.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I've been in covered a couple of different regions now, and Pitt was a unique job because we had a lot of junior college players, and we had a lot of players from the Northeast, you know, areas that I hadn't covered in the past. And that was one thing that was a really good, valuable experience for me to get outside my own network and own comfort zone a little bit. So,
and now you get to come back to Alabama. Just first of all, what stands out to you about the couple of years you served on Coach Bohannon's staff as a volunteer assistant here?
Well, I think Alabama, it's, you know, from a brand and from a national standpoint, it's funny, even living in Pittsburgh, it doesn't take you long driving down the road before you see the Alabama A on the back of somebody's car or somebody's shirt. And you know, you wear a t-shirt and somebody says Roll Tide. And that's one thing that's really neat about being here specifically. But, you know, I think being back with Coach Bo, I've known him since I was 16, you know, so it's one of those things where he recruited me and then to go out and be able to recruit for him, you know, and I kind of know exactly what he wants and what he's looking for and you know, how he wants things done in his program. So I think it's going to be a really good fit coming back for him.
And then for you as well, not with the Tide last year, but you had to be watching some of the games, keeping up with how Alabama did. Tremendously proud of the steps forward this program took this past spring.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, as the program's kind of gotten rebuilt in some ways, to finally kind of see them take that next jump and go to Hoover and go to a regional, obviously last year's COVID year, you know, I felt like we were headed that way and didn't get to see kind of the end of it. So then I left and, you know, it was a little better watching, you know, this season than kind of take that next jump forward and not being a part of it, but to just watch it from afar, I was really proud, really happy for those kids because they, you know, have really worked to earn that.
And now coming back to Alabama, recruiting such a big part of the job for you. And we're not going to ask about any specific players or anything like that, but just what are some of the next steps for you getting back on the road after last year at Pitt? I assume everything you were doing recruiting wise is like this over Zoom.
Yeah. To be back on the road and be face to face with kids and people and building that relationship part of it. And I think that's one thing that we do a great job here of is building that relationship piece. So when you can get down, and it's one thing to do a Zoom, it's one thing to do a phone call, but to get face to face with players again, and really connect with them and be able to get them on campus and everything like that, that's a whole different dynamic. And I think that's kind of what we're strong suited for. So I'm really excited to get back out and get on the road and hopefully find some future time.
And then when you get the players to Tuscaloosa, you got to love being able to take them around Sewell Thomas Stadium, not just the stadium, but the hitting cages. I mean, everything that's in place for you guys seems to be there.
We have an unbelievable place, and there's no doubt about that. I think, our success rate, I don't know the exact number, but when we can get them to campus and we can get them into our facilities and around campus and around our people more so than anything. So I think, you look around our league, there's other places that have nice places and nice buildings, but the support staff around our program is second to none. Our fan base is unbelievable, and the people around the program are all great people. So I think that's what really attracts recruits to the University of Alabama, and we hope to get as many of them here as we can.
Kind of along those lines, when you are meeting with the future Tide players, hopefully, what is your main recruiting pitch you guys are selling right now?
Well, I think it's you can do anything that you ever want to do from an amateur baseball standpoint at Alabama. And it's been done. The program's been to Omaha several times. We have several big leaguers. We have first rounders, you have Golden Spike winner. So everything that you want to be done, you can do here. And you're in a situation now where it used to be, hey, we're coming. And now it's more, hey, look, there's this guy, there's that guy, there's, we were in regional last year, all those types of things. So I think it definitely helps moving forward as you continue to have success and continue winning, because we want guys that want to win. So, they're attracted to those types of things.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Part of your job now, of course, as an assistant coach, is being the hitting coach, really, for Crimson Tide Baseball. Just how has hitting in the college game changed since you played at Kentucky in the earlier part of the last decade?
When I was playing at Kentucky, they had just introduced the BB core bat, and they still had the old balls where they were very high seam balls. So you used to see it like 2-1 games, 3-2 games all the time. I'm watching these College World Series games, and guys are hitting home runs regularly. They weren't doing that in Omaha a few years ago. They weren't doing that in the regionals or in some of these parks a few years ago, where now the game's changed back a little bit. Obviously from a power standpoint, that's become important. And the good thing about me and Coach Mahan been together, long enough that I think we're going to mesh really well with what we expect from an offense. And, I think we're going to really dive in and teach some of the finer points of offense and, base running and stealing and things that we feel like we've been missing a little bit up to this point, really just diving in and making sure our kids grasp some different concepts at a really more in-depth level.
I'm sure there's a lot you're excited about coming up with the rest of this summer and this fall, but you got to be excited as well about fall baseball and the chance to continue learning using that time on the field kind of as a laboratory at that time of the year.
Yeah, there's you know, different stages are for different things. And one thing, you know, our guys all like to play and they're all out playing this summer. And I think one thing that about being a good baseball player is you need to play the game as much as you can. And that's one thing that a lot of these kids have missed out on over the last year and a half or whenever since the pandemic has started. They just haven't played a lot of baseball, especially the younger players. And I think you even saw with Alabama's team this year, a lot of the position players were young. So I think those at bats in league for the first time around are invaluable. You know, you can't replace experience. And that's the one thing I feel like going into next year, we're going to start having some guys that have been through the league and know what it looks like and have seen the stuff. And it's going to, I feel like your second year around the league, especially, you just kind of relax a little bit, you know, the game slows down for you a little bit. And that's one thing that's important as these guys get a bats in the summer. And then, like you said, there in the fall, that's a really big learning piece where you can really dive in and make mistakes and fail. And it's a lot easier for them to do because, you know, you're not broadcasting it. It's not going to be on Twitter and all that type of stuff. So kids are a little more open to making changes and trying different things as well.
Well, and the hitters get to go up against JJ's pitchers. And speaking of development, I mean, just you had to love seeing some of the results by guys like Dylan Smith or Chase Lee or Tyler Ross, what they were able to do from the time you saw them before. I mean, they were different pitchers, it seemed like, last year.
Absolutely. I just saw Antoine, you know, finishing up some stuff yesterday. And just to see the bodies, you know, just the you know, 140-pound Antoine, whatever he was, to seeing him, whatever he is at yesterday, he looks like a whole different person. And you can go across the board and say that about a lot of those kids. But, yeah, you hit it there. Those pitchers, they were different guys. Tyler Ross was a completely different pitcher. Dylan Smith from his freshman year is unbelievably different. And those guys end up having a lot of success. So, obviously, there are a lot of injuries along the way, things that you can't control, out of your control. But, you know, I think a huge step forward, and JJ does a great job with the pitchers. So I look forward to kind of cracking them a little bit in the fall and, you know, having that competitive environment. So that's good for the hitters.
Certainly is. Well, Matt, we're certainly glad you're back on Alabama staff now as a full-time assistant coach. And before I let you go, the volunteer assistant position that you had before, for some fans of other sports who may not be as familiar with what that means in baseball, what can you tell us about that? And what do you kind of hope the future is for that position overall in the college game?
Sure. So the way the college baseball breaks down is you have your head coach and you have your two assistant coaches that are full time. That next position is a volunteer coach, meaning they can't get paid through the university. Typically, they get paid through doing camps or lessons and all that, which makes it a difficult situation a lot of times. You know, and that's kind of one thing that makes it hard to get into the college game for a lot of college coaches, getting that first job where you're kind of having to get by and support yourself. It almost takes a very unique individual that doesn't need a lot, you know, rely on income and everything else. So that makes it difficult, you know. Hopefully in the next few years, I think, especially you watch this, this College World Series and you look at the fans and the people that support it. And you look at these regionals and super regionals, all these people that love college baseball, hopefully in the next coming years, they look at that and know that we need additional support. You know, when you're talking about 35 players, you want to give them everything that they can have from a resource standpoint. I think an extra person, extra member of staff is really important, because you see those guys, or guys like me, have used those positions to really springboard themselves into college baseball. So I was really fortunate getting the volunteer position here. I left a recruiting coordinator position to do that, to kind of get my foot in the SEC, and it worked out for me in the long run. But, you know, those positions are really, really valuable.
They certainly are. And you mentioned that camps play a big role in that. What can you tell us about the camps that are coming up at Sewell Thomas Stadium this summer?
Yeah, so we got a little bit of everything. We got we'll have a couple of prospect camps going forward. We'll have youth baseball camps. It's a really neat experience. I think kids that like playing the game and you know, need to get them out of the house for a few days and give them something to do, I think kids will really enjoy it. Make it fun for them to play a lot. You know, we'll break out the sprinkler system and do the sliding on the tarp, all that type of stuff. That's the kids' favorite, of course. But yeah, there will be several different camps. I think at www.alabamabaseballcamps.com, get on there and help out. You know, not only good time for your kids, but help support the program as well.
Well, Matt, we're excited to have you back in Tuscaloosa now full-time as an assistant coach for the Crimson Tide. We hate that you missed out on all the fun of the SEC tournament and the regional this spring, but next year we got a lot more of that in store. So just thanks again and Roll Tide.
Hey, Roll Tide. Thank you for having me.